Our wishes were granted. We were hoping for a wet race and Monaco delivered. It took a while to get started, but when it did, epic racing ensued. But just how did the Red Bulls get the better of the faster Ferraris? And do extreme wets refer to the tyres or to race control? I'm Andrew Elliott. Unfortunately, I'm here on my own this time as my good friend David is away with work, but I'd like to welcome you to this special Tyre Strategy edition of the Tired and Exhausted podcast. If you enjoy listening, please rate us wherever you download your podcasts, and please share us with any other F1 fans you know. As always, it's great to have you with us. To start with, the beginning of Monaco was a mess. Race control were as incompetent as ever, as they failed to start on time, supposedly because some weather may happen at some point in the future. Now, these are the best drivers in the world with tyres designed for standing water. They're called extreme wets for a reason. In my opinion, there was no need to delay the start of the race at all. After the event, race control claimed that there were electrical issues caused by the rain that delayed the start. But why was this not communicated? All broadcasters and pundits actually have their own WhatsApp group for just such information. All race control needed to do was message it, or even just message one of the broadcasters, and the message would have spread like wildfire. There were just simply no excuses, in my opinion. And that's if it actually did happen. I don't want to be branded a conspiracy theorist, but to me it sounded about as likely as Prince Andrew contracting COVID before the Royal Jubilee weekend. However, when the race finally began, we were given a treat with fantastic driving all round. The thing I want to concentrate on in this episode, though, is tyre strategy, specifically how Red Bull managed to beat the faster Ferraris. Now, anyone who's followed Formula One for years will know that in wet races, it's all about being on the right tyre at the right time. Ayrton Senna was an absolute master of this. He was fantastic in the wet, and it was often down to the tyres, or specifically the tyre choices. There was one race, and I forget exactly where it is. I think it may have been in Donington. My memory fades. It was like 30 or 35 years ago, I think, where he seemed to change tyres every couple of minutes. You know, every few laps he would come in because the weather was changing, and he'd change tyres from full wets to intermediates and then back again. He was always on the right tyre at the right time, and he won that race by, you know, tens of seconds, possibly over a minute. Mercedes are very, very good at predicting the weather as well. There have been a couple of occasions, at least two occasions, where Lewis Hamilton has pitted for tyres that seemed to be the wrong decision at the time, but sure enough, a few corners ahead, the heavens would open, and he'd instantly become the fastest man on the track. Now, this is ultimately what worked for Red Bull, but I want to explain exactly what happened and why it worked. Now, traditionally, the undercut doesn't work at Monaco, certainly not on a dry track. Monaco is a slow track with almost all slow corners. And with slow corners, it's hard to warm up your tyres, so outlaps are often slow. And this is where the speed needs to come and come fast for the undercut to work. However, when it's raining, all bets are off. If you're on the wrong tyres, then you may be undercut, as Ferrari found out. In changing conditions, there's always a point in which it becomes faster to change tyres. It's not easy to spot, and Monaco makes it even harder, as it's such a short track as well, and it can be quite difficult to find a space to slot your car into. It's also always a more of a difficult decision for the front runners, as they have more to lose. Normally, backmarkers or cars that are lower down take more risks, and that's what happened this time. On about lap 14 or 15, I think, Pierre Gasly pitted for intermediate tyres, and he lit up the timings. It was clear at that point that in these drying conditions, these were the tyres to be on. They were coming up to temperature fast, and they could potentially make the undercut work. Red Bull simply reacted quicker. Now, on lap 17, Perez pitted for Inters, and he started flying straight away. Leclerc pitted a lap later, but by then it was too late. Perez's outlap was faster than Leclerc's in-lap, and he was overtaken by the undercut. Now, by this point, Sainz realised, and he decided against pitting for Inters in a what I think was a very clear and authoritative radio message. He was on full wets, didn't want to take the pain of the Inters. He could see that the track was drying rapidly and wanted to go straight to slicks, which was, in his situation, better than pitting for Inters. He could see that Inters would be the wrong tyre in a few laps' time. Now, it's not the ideal strategy by any means, but from where he was, it would have been better than pitting. Now, on about lap 18 or 19, Mick Schumacher pitted for the hard, slick tyres on an even drier track. But at that point, he was struggling a little bit. He was, the back end was coming out. He wasn't lighting up the timing like Pierre Gasly did earlier on. He was struggling to get his tyres warm. They were just taking too long to get up to temperature. And it was at this point that Ferrari actually decided to act first. And this was the wrong decision again, so it kind of compounded the earlier wrong decision to pit too late. It was too early for the hard tyres to make the undercut work on already warm intermediates. They pitted Sainz on lap 21, and after a couple of confused radio messages with a clerk, ended up double stacking him. At this point, it was pretty much game over for him, as he had to wait for Sainz to pit before he himself pitted for slicks too early. Unfortunately for the Ferraris, their outlaps were slower than the inlaps of the Red Bulls, so that when Red Bull pitted a lap later on lap 22, they had overcut the Ferraris. Ultimately, it came down to being on the right tyre at the right time.